Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I felt like I had a great start. Even the six games I played the year before, I felt like I have the skills and the capability of scoring in the National Hockey League. And like I said before, the tough part is to kind of be consistent in doing it over a full season. I think that's something I gotta learn, just to be on a high level and be a threat all the time throughout an 82 game season. I think that's gonna be the biggest challenge for me, because I feel like I have the capability of scoring a lot of goals, and so I just got to learn to manage the amount of games, and that's my biggest challenge, I think.
There's Victor Olofsson, some of his comments on his Zoom call with the media yesterday, and we have all those available in on-demand audio at WGR550.com. Happy Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you missed it, by the way, not a big surprise, we probably should mention that the official announcement came down yesterday. No Erie County Fair this year. Canceled for just the second time in its, I got to look it up, 100-something year history. The only other time it was canceled was 1945 because of World War II. So no Erie County Fair. Added to the list of summer events that have gone by the boards, sadly. 803-0550 to join us. Sabres talk today with Jason Botchel having his Zoom call yesterday, and the players beginning to talk as the season officially comes to an end for them. You can share your thoughts on that. Whatever else on your mind, you know, we're always here to talk about whatever, including twists and movie endings, but just don't bring those up. All right. So what do you want to get to here?
Well, I mean, the press conference yesterday, we've got that, the Zoom call. We'll hear from Jack Eichel today, right, the Sabres captain. I want to make a prediction about something that Jack will say today. I bet he'll, like, he won't call people out, right?
I wouldn't think he would. Yeah.
You know, a number of his teammates yesterday said he's got, you know, the leadership capabilities or the drive of The Last Dance. You know, everyone's watching that Michael Jordan documentary. Not that he's Michael Jordan, but just that a couple of his teammates referenced thinking of him. Maybe it was Kyle Oposo specifically who said that. Brayton, you were on all the Zoom calls. He was referred to as like the hardest worker I've seen, and he asked, you know, it's just that whole conversation about Jordan. So anyway, I wonder what he'll say today, because, like, I think back to, was it earlier this year, Joe Flacco criticized the Broncos and got called out for it, right? Mm-hmm. He said, why aren't we going for fourth down? What are we doing here?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right?
Was that Flacco?
He calls
okay.
out
yeah,
the
yeah.
coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, he ends up getting benched and leaves. And we had a conversation that day about true leadership. And I said, that's leadership. Leadership is, I know that, you know, people are doing this wrong. This is wrong. We should do this. That's stepping up. That's leadership. And Flacco was a leader there. But football doesn't like that. And hockey doesn't like that either. You know, this is a little bit like, we talked about this a lot during The Last Dance. Basketball is the sport where the fewest people are on a roster. One player is able to impact the game more than any other sport of the big four that we watch, right? You know, mm-hmm. for the most part, on a night-in, night-out basis.
Yep.
So you just kind of like, what's the right tone for Jack to strike today? He's not going to call out his boss or his owners or his GM, but what's he going to say?
Yeah.
Because we've seen the leaders of this organization do everything and say everything to the point where when Ryan O'Reilly would endlessly say, it's on me, mm-hmm. we would get annoyed at him. Like,
well, because he kept saying it.
Right. but he was just trying to be the good leader, right? Just trying to be the guy that starts with me, you know, starts with me.
And we'd I got to be better, right?
I got to be better. So, like, is Jack going to do that today? Is he going to walk out there and say, I got to be better? Because it wouldn't surprise me at all if he said, it's disappointing to miss by a couple of points. You know, I had a point drought in there near the end of the season. I guess, you know, I've got to be better. Granted, he was hurt during that time, and he was a borderline MVP candidate for half the season. But, like, what is the right tone for Jack to strike there?
You know what's funny? I was thinking less about what he is going to say. I was thinking more about whether one of the questions will be, Jack, are you tired of losing? Do you want to be traded?
Will he be asked that?
Yeah.
Well, have you given any thought to maybe asking for
not wanting
changes?
To be here? Yeah. Yeah. Are you tired of losing? Do you still want to be here? Why, if so? And I mean, I'm curious about it. I'd ask.
But we know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want to be a part of the solution. Ryan O'Reilly said, I want to be a part of the solution.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, I wouldn't expect Jack Eichel to say something about losing his love for the game. Right. I'm sure he would say, no, you know, I like, you know, whatever. We're making progress. However he would phrase it. Maybe he says we see some positives, or he just goes with no, I want to be. I'm confident we can turn this around, and I want to be here for that. The fans are great. They deserve a winner, and I want to be here when this franchise is back in the playoffs to enjoy all so forth and so on. But I would ask it because that's what I'm curious about. When we get tweets about Eichel, most of the tweets are about, hey, guys, at what point does he throw his arms up in the air and say, get me the hell out of here? So I'd be curious about that from him. What tone will he strike?
I mean, he's a captain of a hockey team, and you know, we talk about this a lot with regard to, you know, when Jason Bottrell has that Zoom call yesterday, does he have an idea? Like, this is what I want to get across today. Uh-huh. Do you think he had one?
Yes. And if I had to go with, it would be remain calm, all is well. The Animal House line. Because he was all about, you know, we're disappointed, but we'll get this done. Like, we continue to believe in this. To me, his message was, you know, it's going to be okay. Trust us. That's what I think his message was.
Yeah, I don't think he had a message. I don't think he's really ever had a message other than just wait. Like, I mean,
well, that
when does, a guy...
The just wait is trust us, this is going to work out. I mean, I think that's what he's saying. Our young guys are going to develop. We're doing this the right way. We're winning in Rochester.
But they're definitely trust not us. Doing it. They're definitely not doing it the right way.
I didn't say I agreed with his message.
No, but
I'm saying that's what I think his message was.
Okay, I don't think he had a message. I think he went there and answered questions and didn't really give very many answers. Mm-hmm. I don't think he went in with anything, I guess I don't want to say anything different than he normally would, right? That could have been a Tuesday afternoon at 7:16 with Schoep and the Bulldog on a pregame show, right?
Yeah.
Basically. There's not any sort of, this isn't good enough, something's got to change. You know, when they fired Phil Housley, his message was that he was disappointed, didn't want to do it, right? I'm thinking of press conferences that stand out as, well, clearly, you know, this person wanted to get this across. And I just wonder if today on the conference call, if Jack will have any of that, will have any desire to get something across.
But
because hasn't Jack in the past had a end of season presser saying some guys are just happy to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's a thing.
I don't think he would do that.
I know. Listen, I don't know what it is. I'm just saying, you know, locker clean out is the day after the season ends. This time, these Zoom calls, whether the team is consulting the players, this is the message we want to get out, or the player has 3 months to decide, here's what I want to say about my season, our season, our future. You know, Kyle Okposo is a good example of this. He clearly had a very strong desire to say, I really believe in this. You know, you could just kind of dismiss it. You could kind of say all the cliches, but Okposo, I think, was pretty firm in his support of what's happening here.
I would expect Eichel to be that same voice.
To be firm in support of what's happening here.
Yeah. I mean, he is the leader. He wears the letter.
But again, the leader doesn't mean you just do what everybody else wants.
I know.
The leader
I don't
leads.
Think the leader points out that, look, I don't think, I'm not in there. Obviously, I don't know internally what's going on. If you were to ask me, is it more about guys don't want to be here? I think it's more about they just don't have enough talent on the roster. I would not expect Jack Eichel to say, we need better players. I don't think he'll say that. He could say it in his exit interview, speaking one-on-one with Jason Bottrell, or if he did a Zoom call with the GM and the owners, I bet he gives them an honest opinion. But while I think he's more comfortable if he had to say that, I think he's become more comfortable in those shoes. And as the leader and the best player, I think he'd be justified to say, yeah, we got to get better. This is unacceptable. I don't think he says that. The GM didn't say it. The owners aren't saying it. I would be surprised if the captain said that publicly. I think, and it's funny, you know, you brought up Bottrell and firing Housley and how, you know, at the time he said, you know, he's disappointed and all that. And we talked about how emotional he was that day. He was choked up talking about it. And I think that, I mean, that was less about him. That was less about him being upset they were bad and more about him being upset that he had to fire Housley. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Jack plays the good soldier, so to speak, and tries to reinforce things the way Oposo did. Again, behind the scenes, it could be totally different. Maybe he's ticked off. Maybe he's already gone to ownership. And maybe he's given them a list of players that you, quote, have to get the heck out of here. All this stuff could be happening behind the scenes. Publicly, in a Zoom call with the media, I think he just goes along and I hate to say it this way, but toes the company line. Because that sounds like an insult, and I didn't necessarily mean it that way.
Yeah. Right. No, I understand what you mean.
I think
some leaders would do that. Others,
right.
If they see a problem, depending on the timeline. Also, depending on, you know, his personal beliefs, of course.
And that is, sure, that's, I think, part of the, one of the things in terms of the leadership discussion. What do you expect from your leaders? Okay, you expect them to set the example on the ice, on the court. You know, maybe you're into the whole first guy at practice, last guy out at practice, all that stuff. Work ethic, helping out, all these different things. I think one of the questions, and each person can have their own opinion on this, does a leader speak out publicly? Is there, when Drury and Briere were here, when that group was together, right? One of the things we always heard, Greer was here. One of the things you always heard about was there was peer pressure. There was accountability. And they would have no problem getting in the face of a teammate. Not publicly, but behind the scenes in the room, guys felt, if you didn't pull your weight, you were told about it and you heard about it and you did something about it. With Eichel, I don't think so. So what is leadership? Is leadership to say that publicly, or is leadership to do that behind the scenes and publicly show your support of your teammates and the franchise? And I think he would be the latter of the two right now.
Yeah, I mean, we often get into the stuff about accountability, and I mean, the GM is not, I mean, like, accountability is always a weird thing for me to try and parse out on the radio, just because everybody's accountable. We know who's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the GM makes the moves. The coach coaches the players play the game. Like, they're accountable. Eichel's accountable.
The GM's, you know, accountable to the owners.
Of course. Right. So. You know, walking out of a locker room after a loss, is that not being accountable? I mean, we still know who you are. Mm-hmm. You've just decided you don't want to say anything about it. So I don't know. I kind of end up a little bit torn on all that, but I'll be interested to hear what he has to say, because there have been times where he will speak his mind, and then there are times where he just, you know, will do what he's got to do. Hey,
yeah.
Today it's your turn to talk. Make sure you tell everybody that we're thinking that this is going well.
Yeah.
Like the idea of when Bottrell, you know, he's asked the question, why should Sabres fans be excited? He says, because of our, you know, our young players. I believe in our young players. A texter made this comment. And asked, does he think they're the only team that has young players? Like, every team has young players. Every team has prospects. A lot of teams have better prospects, better young players. You know, you can't just say, we have this thing. It's, you know, it's a little bit like the conversation about a culture. Like, that's great. Right now, I think the Sabres would say they have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes Ralph, right?
Yeah, don't have players hating the coach and all
yes,
that other stuff going
Bottrell
on.
Bottrell talks about how they have great communication.
Mm-hmm.
And Bottrell talks about how they really enjoyed each other's company. Great.
But
right?
does it mean they win?
Exactly.
And to this point, no. That's why the culture discussion is always an interesting one. The Bills have a great culture, and that's why they're winning. The Sabres have a better culture. They're still losing.
It comes down to, do you have something other teams don't? That's what it is. Young players, they've got those too. They get along. Great, they do too. Who wins? You finished in 25th on a 2014 playoff with an extended playoff. And if this expanded, bloated playoff had happened any one of your 3 years as GM, you'd have missed it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm happy your players get along. I'm happy you've made some nice moves. You have some nice young players, you think. But, you know, it comes down to what matters. And, you know, the Sabres for a long time have talked about, we want to have sustainable success. They can't find flash-in-the-pan success.
Yeah.
They talk about wanting to make multiple playoffs, and multiple cups was how it started. And, you know, success on all levels, like Rochester, has to be successful. Rochester does not have to be any good for him to keep his job.
I feel like
is there a GM out there that feel that a good team on the ice and got fired because his AHL team wasn't good enough?
Yeah, I don't know when, you know, after the Penguins fell into Crosby and Malkin, I'm not sure how often they would have talked about winning in the AHL. Same thing in Chicago.
Sure, it's to say, if you think it's important, that's okay, but you're not losing your job over it.
See, but here's the problem with that, okay? So if you think it's important, my guess is, hold on. Excuse me, dry throat. If you think it's important, my guess is it would be something, and I think Bottrell might have even mentioned this in his first press conference as GM. Hey, you know what? In Pittsburgh, guys won in the minors, and they had that winning attitude and that winning culture when they got to Pittsburgh, and it fit right in. Okay, whatever. You've won the last 2 years in Rochester. Has it helped? Have guys from Rochester that have come up, you know, in the last 2 years, well, some guys come up, they play a game, and they go back down again, or they come up, play one or two games, and then sit in the press box. Has it helped the big club that you've won in Rochester? Not really. And you can also have a false positive. If you're winning in the minors, does it mean you are, years ago, I think it was, I don't know if they were in Syracuse or maybe wherever they were, Tampa's minor league team might have been in a different city. Anyway, they were like winning Calder Cups, and they were great, and they had a pipeline of legitimate prospects that came up and made the big club even better. If you're winning in the minors, are you winning because you have legitimate top-level prospects who are now going to be great players when they come to the NHL, or are you winning in the minors because you have a whole bunch of guys that are just good AHL players? You can win with the American League roster, where you just have guys that are good enough for that league, but not good enough to play in the NHL. And you win in Rochester. Does that really matter to your big club? If those guys aren't going to contribute, we talked about this with Brayton yesterday. What guys from Rochester are going to be here next season and contributing? Maybe Borgen? Maybe Asplund? Hopefully Mittelstadt?
Pilot.
Well, yeah, well, he shouldn't have been there to begin with. But I mean, so who cares that if they've won in Rochester? In 2 years, it doesn't make a hill of beans difference here. If they're losing here, but they have a winning attitude in Rochester, and then they come here to a lose, who cares? So the whole thing, I never want to hear anything ever again mentioned by a Sabres GM about how it's important to win in the minor leagues. I just don't see that. Because again, you can win down there, and it doesn't mean you're doing it with a whole bunch of really good, talented young players that are going to be a pipeline to the big club, and then you're going to turn it around up here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I
see no connection.
I'm agreeing that from a player development standpoint, it can be important. I'm not trying to say it doesn't matter for the player. What I'm saying is it doesn't matter for the evaluation of the GM. Is your big team good? Yes or no.
Right.
That's it. And however you get to good, as long as you're not, you know, like cheating and stuff, however you get to good doesn't matter. Just, you got to be good. You got to win. How comes the Al Davis, you know, just win, baby.
Yeah.
Just be good.
Well,
if your AHL team is bad and you're good, you have a job. If
that's
your
right.
AHL team is good and you're good, you have a job. It's just win games. And this franchise is going to be 9 years without the postseason and talking about development of young players. And the latest on Pilot, again, by the way, like we that story went around yesterday, and I put out on Twitter that the Sabres are absolutely still interested in bringing him back. So they have to, or else they're full of it. You can't have a guy go to the AHL, keep him down there, have him make back-to-back All-Star games, and then get rid of him.
Right.
And let him walk.
And the prototypical modern-day defenseman.
Yeah.
Puck-moving, offensive-minded,
like really
good passer.
You know, he's not a game-breaking, crazy good player yet, but the concept of if he were to walk to the KHL, which I don't think he's going to do, I think they're going to sign him, maybe he's doing this for a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they say about development is bunk if he leaves. He did it. The path that they would want to sell all these young players on, go down there, learn the game, be part of a team.
Right. Be around the winning team, by the way. Be around the winning team. Don't forget that part.
Right, and then you'll keep me down here and then lowball me and I'll go play overseas?
Right.
Or it's important that they get him done because of what he represents. He represents everything that he represents the only thing that they preach,
well,
which is development.
The kind, and beyond that, going back to one of the things that Bottrell talked about yesterday, when trying to develop and improve at every position, goaltending, defense, and forwards, and, you know, forwards still being a work in progress, as he termed it, Pilot is the kind of defenseman Bottrell's been talking about since he got the job that you want in the National Hockey League, which is why I think the development of Pilot and the handling of Pilot, both Housley and Krueger, to me, are very confusing. And so I get it. Sure, he had a stretch when Housley was here where I think his confidence was probably shot. And he turned into a turnover machine, and he looked really tentative. All right, let's send him back to Rochester. Let him play regular minutes. It beats being up in the press box in Buffalo and not playing at all. And you get that experience, and then what happens? Okay, then you change coaches. That guy comes in, and you still don't play Lawrence Pilot. Or if you play him, he plays. He might have a bad game, and then you sit him for a few games. I think they've mishandled his development completely. And, you know, I'm not really worried about it. Sounds like even if he did go to the KHL, there would be an escape clause in a contract, and he could come back here. And, heck, the Sabres probably aren't playing until January at the earliest, and they could be playing in the KHL September 2nd. So I'm not really worried about him not coming back, but I am worried about how they've handled his development. And if I were him, I'd be looking for other options too, because I'd be really confused about whether they think I'm good or not, or if I have a role in this organization in the future.
I was just going to let you go to break. I thought you made a good point there. That was like
I don't pay attention to the clock. I don't know if you've gathered that one or figured that one. I really don't look at the clock when we're doing the show. So really doesn't matter. I've got a screen in front of me with a big clock on it. It doesn't matter. 803-0550. Yep, Brayton's going, uh-huh. Yeah, that's why I hate working with you. 888-550-2550. Hey, this weekend, among your things to do, if you got some bottles and cans and can help out the fundraising efforts for COVID-19 relief, make sure you take the bottles and cans to a donation center. And you can do that by going to WGR550.com. We have a list of participating bottle and can retrieval centers, locations, and hours they are open. This is very easy to do. They're practicing all the social distancing, wearing the mask, all the precautions they need to. You donate your bottles and cans, and the money goes to the Western New York COVID-19 Community Response Fund, which is being run by the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. We've raised a few thousand dollars so far, which is really great. It's helping out people in need. We'd still like to raise some more money. So if you have bottles and cans, find the center near you. Again, details at WGR550.com. You can also make cash donations online if you don't have any bottles or cans to return. That also goes to help the cause. You can make those donations by going to uwbec.org.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's going to be a long time, obviously, without playing meaningful games until, you know, who knows when this next season is going to restart. But I know a lot of guys are going to be chomping at the bit to get going right away. And, you know, especially if, assuming, you know, the 2014 playoff continues to go on as planned, I know guys are going to, it's going to be interesting, especially, you know, once we do get more dates involved, then we'll have a better idea of, because hockey, you know, you're so trained, especially when you get some games played in this league and seasons under your belt, you understand what your body needs in the summertime when you ramp up your training. And, you know, that's going to be an important thing for us to work through with their training staff and coaches to, you know, to understand when is that ramp up time. You know, some guys start skating in July for the season or for a training camp in September. So now what's it going to look like? You know, you're going to have times you're going to be skating, and then you're going to have to take breaks to rest, you know, not overwhelm your body. So it's going to be interesting to navigate that. But like I said, it's just going to be an excitement going into next year. That's one thing that, you know, everyone, I think, you know, really looks forward to working with Ralph. He brings energy to the rink every day, and, you know, it's easy to lead or follow behind his lead.
The Sabres defenseman Jake McCabe from his Zoom call with the media yesterday. We have complete coverage. Jason Botchel's call. Jake McCabe, Rasmus Dahlin, Kyle Okposo. You'll be able to listen to all of those in the on-demand portion of our website, WGR550.com. Brayton Story is up there as well, wrapping up yesterday. Plus, today, Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart will be among the next Sabres to do Zoom calls. We'll have those available, too. There's a report Lawrence Pilot might be going to the KHL. It's going to be a restricted free agent come July 1st. The Red Wings announced they will bring Jeff Blashill back as their head coach for a sixth season in Motown. The owners from the NFL will vote today on the onside kick alternative. The Sky Judge proposals have been withdrawn. However, they're expected to vote on a different proposal that would call for a preseason test of a Sky Judge concept. Whatever. Jadeveon Clowney has reportedly turned down a lucrative offer from the Cleveland Browns. The NBA still trying to figure out their format when they return to play. The GMs have a call today, the Board of Governors tomorrow. Could be 16 teams, could be 20 teams, could be 24, could be like a World Cup type format. Still all signs pointing towards Orlando and Disney World as the location, the bubble spot. Major League Baseball players are going to send an offer back to owners, a counter offer this week, and it would involve about 100 games being played this season and full prorated salaries. Players unhappy with the cuts that have been proposed by ownership. And the NASCAR Cup Series race in Charlotte last night was rained out. They'll try it again tonight at 7 o'clock. Your headlines brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They help millions of people like you take control of their personal information online. With one download, you can search anonymously and block creepy trackers all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. It is an anniversary today. Brayton, you ready? I was going to say happy, but it is a not so happy 4-year anniversary of possibly the moment that made me the angriest I've ever been at a sporting event.
Take him. Terry, stop. Get a handle. Come on, let's go. Come on. Talk to me.
Bobby, that's
Then you talk to me about that.
You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give us a shot.
Okay, listen to me and let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why
you know the situation,
I
Terry.
Mean, why okay. Do I get a shot, it's Tommy?
Because that makes Terry, that makes it worse.
I know it, but MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay, that I Terry, I can't control that. You know as well as I do. You know where I stand on the whole situation. But that's
you're better than that, Tommy.
No,
that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our ass is in the jackpot now.
Okay.
Okay, that's I'm just telling you. You know what?
That's maybe
all that to get to the jackpot.
That the great one of the greatest lines ever uttered. Our ass is in the jackpot.
My first question is, should everybody know this?
No.
Or is it just Mets fans?
No, it's just Mets fans.
Okay.
And specifically me. By the way, admittedly, Terry Collins was angrier than I was.
Yeah.
Because I was in the stadium that night when
what
Noah
happened?
Syndergaard got tossed. So they're Mets playing the Dodgers, May 28th, 2016. Backstory in the previous playoffs, right? Chase Utley from the Dodgers slides into second base, breaks the leg of Ruben Tejada. He's out for the rest of the playoffs. We hate Utley's guts forever. So the next season, the Dodgers are in town. Noah Syndergaard, in the very first inning, throws behind Chase Utley. Now, he's clearly throwing at him. It wasn't like even close. He threw behind him. Gets immediately thrown out of the game. No warning. No, you can't do that again. The home plate umpire doesn't point to both benches. You're on notice. You're on notice. Boom, gone. Place goes nuts. I mean, I'm telling you, Jeremy, I don't think I've ever been angrier. I was red-faced for like 3 innings. I couldn't see straight. I was just so angry at, I can't remember the home plate umpire's name, nor do I want to. So, and then a few weeks later, maybe a few months, I don't even know, maybe it was the offseason, that gets out. That audio of that conversation, the argument that Terry Collins had, gets out.
RS is in the jackpot now.
And Major League Baseball was livid. I forget how it got out and who put it out, but Major League Baseball thought that was a really bad thing to do. Honestly, I loved it. And it's a great phrase about RS being in the jackpot.
RS is in the jackpot now.
I'm not sure what that means. Like an ass in the jackpot. I've never heard that before. I'm assuming it's a bad thing. Happy 4 years since that wonderful moment, that great line. And as a Met fan, you might get angry today thinking about that. Being at that game that night, I'm telling you, I could not see straight. I've never been that angry at, I think, anything I've ever seen in a game before. A call, a cheap shot. Oh, I was furious. Anyway, do you ever recall? Would you even recall like the angriest you've ever been at a game? I'm sure there was a blocky
in attendance.
I'm sure there was a blocky charging.
No, that doesn't give me the maddest. It very well might have been. It's probably not the maddest I've been at a game, but I mean, any offside challenge really gets me going. I can remember Jack's first game. They play Ottawa. They're down 2-0. Jack scores 2-1. Kane scores soon after 2-2. Called back on an offside challenge.
Wow!
It was a season opener. It was the first ever offside challenge the Sabres got called against them. And
it's a good thing they had that rule. That really made things better.
That's pretty good. Other than that, bad calls will get you mad, stuff like that.
Right. It's typically either a bad call or a cheap shot on one of your players.
Yeah, when the Bruins broke Vanek's ankle, that was cool. I was pretty upset about that.
I was there for that, too. That was, yeah. Oh, man, that makes me angry now. And that's, 10 years ago?
Yeah. One thing, just a quick thought for you on the world today and what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't had sports in a while, right?
Yeah.
We're missing sports. We're missing the competition. We're missing the games. We're missing everything about it. And one thing that we are missing today about sports is that today would be a day where people would tell athletes to stick to sports. What's going on in
Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, right.
With the death of George Floyd.
Yeah.
LeBron James tweeted about it. Russell Wilson. You've got a lot of the high-profile athletes putting out, statements, thoughts, this and that. And I had to go look for it and find it. And if sports were around today, if the NBA final, not the finals, the playoffs, the NHL playoffs, or if there were games today, we would see demonstrations. We would see social commentary.
You'd hear questions in press conferences about
it. We would see very important messages being further amplified by some of our professional athletes that are really important in doing that. LeBron is one of them. LeBron is very, very vocal and active, as he should be. And it would be a stick-to-sports day for a lot of people telling LeBron to shut up. I mean, they probably are on Twitter as it is. But it kind of struck me today that today's a day that sports needs to be around because sports helps amplify a lot of social messages that are very important to amplify.
Yeah.
And I miss sports today because it can't do it the same way unless it's in the stadium, unless it's on the court, on the field. And I miss sports today for that.
Hmm. Well stated. Yeah, I'm for sure, at the very least, if the Lakers were playing, because LeBron is pretty public with his views, at the very least, he would get a question in a press conference setting. And maybe other players would as well from the media. But all right, with them not there, that's not happening. Hey, speaking of the NBA, top of the hour, we'll get the latest on what is going on with that league. We know the NHL has their return to play format. Maybe the NBA comes out in the next few days. We'll delve into that at the top of the hour with Frank Isola from SiriusXM NBA Radio. Maybe you're more familiar with him if you watch ESPN's Around the Horn. That's coming up at 9. Pick of the week on the way in a moment from Jeremy. 803-0550 for you to join us this morning on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm extremely confident with the players that we have in the leadership role, and it starts with Jack. You know, Jack's a, how old is he, 23? He's only going to continue to get better. He's only going to continue to grow in that leadership role, and he has done that. He demands a lot out of teammates, out of everybody, because he puts in everything he's got. And you guys can see that on a nightly basis. He wears his heart on his sleeve. That's how he is. He's growing as a leader. When it's all said and done, he is going to be a top-tier captain in this league.
That is Kyle Oposo from yesterday's Zoom call with media. On-demand audio, check it out, WGR550.com. As the Sabres are, they're doing this over, Brayton, is it just today or there are more players still to come? The Sabres are doing their Zoom calls over a few days, right?
All we know as of right now that it's just going to be Reinhardt, Eichel, Ristolainen, and Skinner today. That's not right. In that order. But okay. And then Ralph Kruger tomorrow. There may be more players tomorrow, but I don't think that the team's made any official formal announcement yet.
Anything that you miss, just go to on-demand audio at WGR550.com. We'll have all the interviews there. Pick of the week time for Mr. Jeremy.
Pick of the week,
pick
huh?
Pick of the week time for you, yes.
Someone suggested that the pick of the week be the movies with plot twists that we won't say.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm going to do it. I'll agree to that. I'll agree.
Oh,
okay?
Now you're going to tell me.
Well, we're going to give the spoiler alert. Now, we're not going to spoil the movies. We're just going to point out that these movies do have plot twists.
Okay.
How did we get on this topic? We were talking about Empire Strikes Back and a
40th anniversary.
Yes.
No, I'm your father.
Right. So, you know, this was like, what, 7:30?
Yeah, and
so
I was just saying, for me, that's the first thing I'm trying to think of. Is there any other twist that was bigger than, no, I am your father?
Yeah, debatable if there's a bigger one or not. But
yes.
Anyway, if you're afraid of finding out, again, I'm not going to tell you what the twists are, just movies
okay.
with twists.
That's okay.
Because people texted them in. The one that immediately came to mind was, hold on, giving people a moment to change. Don't change the channel. The Sixth Sense has some twists. The Usual Suspects has plot twists.
Didn't see that. Okay.
There you go. See, but now you'll be watching it.
Now I got to watch it because there's plot twists in it.
Where's the plot twist?
Curse you, White. You've ruined my movie experience. Yeah.
So those two are pretty good ones. People are guessing a bunch of other ones. A Beautiful Mind is a very good movie for,
that's right. I still have it on my TV.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either yet.
That's how I recorded it.
You should see that movie. It.
Yeah.
It is very good.
Okay. No, you brought it up a month ago, and I did a search, and it was on one of the pay cable channels, and I recorded it. I forgot that it's on my DVR.
Yeah.
I'll add it to my list of things.
So any one of those movies can be the pick of the week. Riverfront Auto Sales brings you the pick of the week. Their pick of the week on their lot, a 2014 Acura ILX, a rare Acura sedan in like-new condition, black in color, automatic, front-wheel drive, and only 50,000 miles on it. Only two previous owners. The Acura ILX, only $14,995, will go fast. And if you're shopping for a vehicle, do what I do. Call Marty Sr., Marty Jr. at Riverfront. Tell them the exact make and model you want. They'll search the country to find the best deal on the exact vehicle you want. They've done it for me 4 times. Currently, we're in the process of number 5. And save a ton of money in the process. So call Riverfront. Tell them what you want. They'll do the rest. Or snag that pick of the week, that Acura ILX from Riverfront. 886-1626.
803-0550 for you to join us this morning when we get back. And of course, we're all wondering when games are going to return and what's happening with the major leagues. NHL is ahead of everybody right now. They actually announced a return to play format. Major League Baseball might be last in this race because owners and players are fighting over money to divvy up. The NBA is somewhere in the middle. Maybe there'll be some news coming up today or tomorrow with some calls scheduled. We'll find out the latest on the NBA. They're still kicking around different proposals for return to play. Frank Isola will join us next. SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN's Around the Horn. That is coming up on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.